ഓമജ്ഞാനതിമിരന്ധസ്യ ജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശലാകയ ചക്ഷുരുന്മിലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ ശ്രീചൈതന്യമനോഭീഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതാനന ഭൂതലെ സ്വയം രൂപകദാമ്യഹം ദദാതി സ്വപദാന്തികം ജയതാം സുരതോർപങ്കോർമമ മന്ദമതിർഗതി മദസർവസ്വ പാദാം ഭോജോ രാധാ മദനമോഹനോ ദിവ്യദവൃന്ദാരണ്യകൽപദ്രുമദഃ ശ്രീമദ്രത്നാഗാര സിംഹാസനസ്ഥോ ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാ ശ്രീല ഗോവിന്ദ ദേവോ പൃഷ്ഠാലിഭീ സേവ്യമാനം സ്മരാമി ശ്രീമാൻ വ്രാസരസാരംഭി വംശീവടതടസ്ഥിതഃ കർഷൻ വേണുസ്വനൈർഗോപീ ഗോപിനാഥ ശ്രീയേസുനഃ വാഞ്ഛാകൽപതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാസിന്ധുഭ്യേവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ നമോ മഹാവദന്യായ കൃഷ്ണ പ്രേമ പ്രദായതേ കൃഷ്ണായ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ നാംനേ ഗൗരദ്വിഷയേ നമഃ നമോ വിഷ്ണുപാദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രേഷ്ഠായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവേ ഗൗരവാണീ പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദീ പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശതാരിണേ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധർ ശ്രീവാസദി ഗൗർഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ നമോ ഭഗവതേ റീഡിംഗ് ഫ്രം ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം കാന്റോ 2 ചാപ്റ്റർ 3 ടെക്സ്റ്റ് നമ്പർ 21 Please repeat. Bharah param patta kirita jushtham Apyuttam angam nanamen mukundam Shavau കരൗ നൗ കുരുതേ സപര്യാം ഹരിർലസത് കാഞ്ചന കങ്കണൗ വാ ഭാരഃ പരം പട്ട കിരീട ജുഷ്ടം അപ്യുത്തമംഗം നനമേന്മുക്കുന്ദം ശാവൌ കരൗ നൗ കുരുതേ സപര്യാം ഹരിർലസത് കാഞ്ചന കങ്കണൗ വാ ഭാരഃ പരം പട്ട കിരീട ജുഷ്ടം Apyuttamangam nanamen mukundam. Shavau karau no kurute saparyam. Harir lasat kanchana kankanauva. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Prabhupada. The upper portion of the body, though crowned with a silk turban, is only a heavy burden if not bowed down before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti, freedom. And the hands, though decorated with glittering bangles, are like those of a dead man, if not engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead. Hari purport. As stated herein before, there are three kinds of devotees of the Lord. The first class devotee does not at all see anyone who is not in service of the Lord. But the second class devotee makes distinctions between devotees and non-devotees. The second class devotees are therefore meant for preaching work, and as referred to in the above verse, they must loudly preach the glories of the Lord. The second class devotee accepts disciples from the section of third class devotees or non-devotees. Sometimes the first class devotee also comes down to the category of the second class devotee for preaching work. But the common man who is expected to become at least a third class devotee is advised herein to visit temple of the Lord and bow down before the deity. Even though he may be a rich man or even a king with a silk turban or crown, the Lord is the Lord of everyone, including the great kings and emperors and men who are rich in the estimation of mundane people, must therefore make it a point to visit the temple of Lord Sri Krishna and regularly bow down before the deity. The Lord in the temple, in the worshipable form, is never to be considered to be made of stone or wood. For the Lord in His Archa incarnation as a deity in the temple shows immense favor to the fallen souls by His auspicious presence. By hearing process as mentioned herein before, this realization of the presence of the Lord in the temple is made possible. As such, the first process in routine work of devotional service, hearing, is the essential point. Hearing by all classes of devotees from the authentic sources like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is essential. The common man who is puffed up with his material position and does not bow down before the deity of the Lord in the temple, or who defies the temple worship without any knowledge of the science, must know that his so-called turban and crown will only succeed in further drowning him in the waters of the ocean of material existence. A drowning man with a heavy weight on his head is sure to go down more swiftly than those who have no heavy weight, no even hair. Not even hair. With some hair, then there's some weight, right? A foolish, puffed up man defies the science of God and says that God has no meaning to him. But when he is in the grip of God's law and is caught by some disease like cerebral thrombosis, that godless man sinks into the ocean of nations by the weight of his material acquisition. Advancement of material science without God consciousness is a heavy load on the head of a human society, and so one must heed of this great warning. The common man, if he has no time to worship the Lord, may at least engage his hands for a few seconds in washing or sweeping the Lord's temple. Maharaj Pratap Rudra, the greatly powerful king of Orissa, was always very busy with heavy state responsibilities, but he made it a point to sweep the temple of Lord Jagannath at Puri once a year during the festival of the Lord. Idea is that however important a man one may be, he must accept the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. This God consciousness will help a man even in his material prosperity. Krishna Balaram ki, Maharaj Pratap Rudra's subordination before Lord Jagannath made him a powerful king, so much so that even the great Pathan in his time could not enter into Orissa on account of the powerful Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And at last Maharaj Pratap Rudra was graced by Lord Chaitanya on the very grounds of his acceptance of subordination to the Lord of the universe. So even though a rich man's wife has glittering bangles made of gold on her hands, she must engage herself in rendering service to the Lord. Bharaha pattam param patta kirita jushtam apyuttamangam nanamen mukundam shavau karau no kurute saparyam harir lasat kanchana kankano va. The upper portion of the body, though crowned with a silk turban, is only a heavy burden if not bowed before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti, freedom. And the hands, though decorated with glittering bangles, are like those of a dead man. If not engaged in service of the personality of Godhead, Hari, pure devotional service is the chapter. Sukadeva Goswami himself is the speaker. Yeah, he's encouraging everybody to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead with everything. Kaina manasa vacha indriyairapi buddhya, using intelligence, using different parts of the body, everything. Manaso, deho, geho, jo kichumor, arpulo tuapade, nandakishor, everything. To be offered, to be engaged in service of the Lord, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also pointing out. And yat karosi, yat asnasi, yat jihosi, dadasi, yat tapasyasi, kaunteya tat kurusva. Madarpanam is also, has been strongly recommended by the Lord in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, everything is Lord's. Tvadiya vastu govindam tubhyam eva samarpaye. Statement is there. Everything is yours, my Lord. Tvadiya vastu, everything, vastu, even body, different parts of this body are deha apatya kalatra adishu. Myself, my family, my children, my friends, my property, everything. Tubhyam, it is yours, tvadiya. Hence, I am offering also all of that in your service. Oh wow. Keeping that spirit, that philosophy, those statements in mind, well, Sukadeva Goswami is pointing out in phase manner, one, two items at a time. This should be engaged, that should be engaged, the tongue should be engaged, eyes should be engaged, your feet should be engaged. And today is the turn of the head should be engaged and the hand should be engaged. Today is the turn of head and hands. The head has been described here as uttama angam. Api uttamangam. So what? Your head may be the best part of your body. Api. Uttam angam. Angam is body, uttam the best. Of course, the best is for the Lord. The best for the Lord. He is the best. So, this anga, the head, is uttam. The topmost. Is also at the top, right? The body, head is at the top. Not just by the physical position, but the head is in, it gives direction, thinks, tells you, do this, don't do this, gives direction to the hands, to the belly, to the legs. So, hence, certainly, the head is uttamangam. Uttamangam. Second line. Second word. Uttamangam. So it is uttamangam. And it has been decorated patta kirita jushtam. By crown. It has been decorated with the crown. And before the crown is used, some cloth is also used. Those who use crown, they use cloth, not just cotton or khadi, but they use silk cloth. Pattam mentioned here is silk cloth is used, and then on the top goes kirita, goes the crown. So the top part of the body, and there's a crown there. Still you are preparing. The next thing, such decorated head should be doing is, you're only getting ready to bow down. This next step one should be doing with such a, the topmost part of the body and decorated with a crown. Silk is there, crown also, made up of some gold or some rubies and other things have been put in it, studded with gems. Such a decorated head should be surrendering, should be bowing down before the Lord. Of course, they don't do that. The talk here is, they do not do this. Sukadeva Goswami's point, of course. There should be such head, such crowned head should be bowed down before the Lord. And of course, if they don't do this, then it is only bharaha param. It is only a heavy burden. That person, that king, or he's carrying a heavy load on his head. So that's one point. Na namet mukundam. This person doesn't bow down. Namaha na namet. Then, and na namet unto mukundam. Mukundam, the liberator, the deliverer. You're carrying heavy burden. Lord could give you relief. Why don't you bow down before the Lord? Ambarish Maharaj did that. Shavo karo no kurute sapariyam harer lasat kanchana kankano va. Now is the turn of the hands. Karo. Both the hands. Not just one hand. Karo. And what kind of hands? Lasata kanchana kankano karo. The hands which are decorated with kankana. This is just a cloth. Just a thread here, that made up of gold, and lasat, they are glittering, means pure gold. The pure gold bangles, both hands have, and they are glittering. But if such hands do not do sapariyam, the service of Hare, Harer Sapariyam, service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such hands not engage in, then these hands with gold bangles are compared with Shavaha, Shava. Shava means dead body. Shava Shobhanaha. Decoration of the dead body only, Prabhupada says. In Christianity, they do special decoration when the person is dead, before he's put into his tomb, from womb to tomb, before he's put into the tomb, some special bathing is done. His body is nicely cleansed and a three-piece suit, with the boot also. They buy new boot, I was told. They buy new boot. And some, like that. All these decorations. They decorate him and next thing they do is they dump him in a big hole. He's a dead. So what value is there of this all decoration? His body is dead. Shava. Dead body. So what good are the hands? Fine, they may be glittering with the gold bangles, but they are like a dead body's hands. If they are not used in service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and gradually, conclusion is, everything is just meaningless, useless, if it is not engaged in service of the Lord. It has only meaning when they are engaged in service of the Lord. Then everything comes back to life, comes to life, pranaanti, akrur. While going to Vrindavan from Mathura. That's the way, Prabhupada. That's the way. We all have come to Vrindavan. And Prabhupada says, the example of Akrur. Are you ready to go to Vrindavan? Please read that chapter. How Akrur went to Vrindavan. So, while Akrur is on the way to Vrindavan, he talks. Says, only when we engage ourselves in service of the Lord, hear about the Lord, he's making the point about hearing about the Lord and remembering the Lord, then only pranaanti, that person gets his pran back. then there's a life in him. Prananti, punanti, shubhanti. He's using three adjectives. Then that person has life. That person is with the life. And that person, punanti, that person is purified. And shubhanti, then that person's life is auspicious. Or then it's a decoration, real decoration. Shubhanti is then when one's existence is used in service of the Lord, or when one is engaged in hearing of the Lord. Our body is a beautiful decoration right now. Bodies are beautiful. The bodies are lively, are full of life, full of meaningful. One body right now in a sleeping bag, and another body sitting in the temple. I mean, you could sleep at midnight, but not at 9 o'clock. But if someone is sleeping at even 9 o'clock, after hard labor all day, then we deserve some sleep. And that sleep is also devotional service. Getting ready, recuperating for next day's devotional service. So that's okay. But 9 o'clock in the morning, that's like a dead body. But all of you, all of us sitting here and hearing about Krishna Bhagavatam, then all the bodies are beautiful bodies, the glittering bodies, shining bodies, bodies full of life, bodies with all different parts. Come to life, prananti, punanti, shubhanti, as they're engaged in service of the Lord. Sukadeva Goswami is recommending that the head should be used in bowing down before the Lord. Nanamet. His complaint is, Nanamet Mukundam. They do not bow down before Mukunda. This is the trouble part. But the right thing to do is, they should be bowing down before the personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in many things, such a wonderful purport, that by hearing process, are you hearing? Yes? By hearing process, as mentioned herein before, the realization of the presence of the Lord in the temple is made possible. The Lord is here. We realize more and more the presence of Lord in the temple. We could begin with that realization, Lord in the temple, Lord in the deity. Then by hearing more, we could gradually expand that. Lord here, Lord there, Lord everywhere. Panditaha samadarshinaha. We could start with a deity in the temple. Here is the Lord. So one becomes conscious, one becomes aware of the presence of Lord in the temple, in the deity form. How does this realization come about? By hearing, Prabhupada says. By hearing. So Srila Prabhupada not only gave us Krishna and Balaram, but he also gave us Bhagavatam. And of course, they're both personalities of Godhead. They're both forms of the Lord. Not only the deity is the Lord, Bhagavatam is also Lord. And one Lord is helping us to understand the another Lord. Bhagavatam is incarnation of the Lord. Wangmay Murti, some places we have. Wangmay Murti. Lord is personified in the form of Bhagavatam as incarnation of the Lord. One traveling party leader said, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, our van is, you know, full with the books. I don't know what it was he was saying, but something, the point is there. That traveling party. And we have no space in our van for a deity, to carry the deity, or we have no time to worship the deity. We are busy distributing books. So what about, you know, we doing the worship? And Prabhupada recommended, you could worship the books. You could worship the books. If you cannot worship the deity, worship the book. The Bhagavatam is non-different from the Lord. So, as one hears Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada is pointing out here, the authentic sources like Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, this is essential point. Hearing is essential point. And as one hears, then one becomes the aware of the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the next thing is that whenever you are entering the temple, you do what? You bow. Oh, Lord is here. The Lord is here. Hey, look, he's here. And one bows down before the deity. So beautiful they are. Krishna Balaram is so beautiful. I just had this thought this morning as we took darshan. I said, why not? Why not people surrender, bow down before such a beautiful Krishna and Balaram? Why not? He's such a beautiful person. Is ugly, you may run away. But beautiful, bow down. Krishna Balaram, such a beautiful. So as one hears the greatness of the Lord, and then that great Lord is here in the temple in the form of deities, one becomes aware of His presence and bows down. Srila Prabhupada taught us this process of bowing down. Not so much bowing down goes on in lot of other temples in India. But the way Prabhupada taught us to bow down before the deity, and every time you go into the temple, bow down. People, okay, I already did it once. How many times? Other temples or other managers of other temples, okay, one time. I think they have done it. Kota is finished. Or maybe one time Dandvat. But not every time. But Prabhupada taught us bowing down before the Lord. And Prabhupada bowed down. Full Dandvat Prabhupada used to offer. Even in his old age, he would stand with folded hands, with his stick in his hand, and then he would put his stick, cane, you call cane, next to him. Then he would bow down, full dandavat, to Gaurinithai and to Krishna Balaram, to Radha Shyam Sundar, to the Radha Ras Bihar, he was to say. And he would Govindam Adi Purusha. He would do this. He would clap like that. Tama Aham Bhajami. He would stand and bow down. As we have seen him bowing down, we have learned this bowing down before the deity. With hair or no hair, we bow down before the Supreme Personality of Godhead. माम नमस्करो मनमना भव मद भक्तो मध्याजी माम वट नमस्करो से नमस्करो नमस्करो. Lord said, you just do these four things. Remember me. Become my devotee. Worship me and pay your obeisances unto me. And the reward for this, reward for you offering your obeisances unto the Lord is what? You come to me, huh? Mam eva eshasi. Mam eva eshasi. Lord says. Such a big reward. You bow down before me and you will come to me. Mam eva. Unto me only, because you are offering obeisances unto me. Mam, 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 mam. Four times Lord said. Man mana. Mat mana. Mad bhakto. Madhyaji. Mom, every time he asked us to do four things, and every time says, unto who? Manmana, remember who? Remember me. Madbhakta, become whose devotee? My devotee. Madhyaji, aji means worship. And whose worship? Madhyaji. Namaskuru, unto who? Mam namaskuru. Just see. So that you are not confused. He could have put everything in a bracket or something. He said, one time, you know, unto me only, do these four. No. He is asking us to do four things, and every time, mat, 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 mam namaskuru. Do unto me. And then, because you have become my devotee, and you have worshipped me, and you have remembered me, and offered obeisance unto me, then what happens? Of course, mam, mam eva yashrasi. Second line also. Or the third line says, mam again. Mam eva, certainly, mam eva yashrasi. You will come to me. Satyam, this is fact. Satyam. Pratijane, I promise you. In how many words he has to say? You will come to me only. Satyam, I am speaking the truth. He doesn't have to say this. Does Krishna have to say that he is speaking the truth? Because all that he speaks is only the truth and nothing else. All that we speak is lot of times lies only. But all that Lord says, sarvam etad ritam mannei. Yan mam vadasi keshava. Arjuna has already declared, my dear Lord, all that you are speaking is only truth. You are speaking the truth. So this Lord says, you will come to me, you offer me obeisances, and you will come to me, this is a true statement, and I promise you, this is my promise, you will come to me. Just for offering obeisances unto the Lord, such a big, big reward. Why not? It's a good deal, right? Nice deal. All that he had to do is bow down, and all that he does is, he does everything. You don't even have to book a flight to go back to Godhead. The captain will come knocking at the door. He has boarded the plane on the rooftop of your roof or your garden, and he brings you, please, he escorts you. Here's the seat, sir. And he starts engine and don't have to do anything. No flight book, nothing. All this is if one does just simple, simple things, like a bowing down before the Lord. So as one bows down, which we call a sastang dandvat, 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 I mean just like, dandvat, just like dand. One throws himself ladies do a little differently before the Lord. And his Ashta Angas, Uttama Anga is mentioned here, the best Anga part of the body mentioned in this verse. And while offering obeisances, there are seven more Angas are also involved. Ashta Anga. Sastang, sa with ashta, eight anga parts. Obeisances with eight parts. Sastang dandvat. Out of these, six are physical parts of your body. 2 feet, 2 hands, chest and head. That is how many? That's 6. 2 feet, 2 hands, chest, like you land on the chest, and the head. And there are 2 other parts are your prayers, your words. The words is part of the sastang. If words are not used, Nectar of Devotion says this is one of the offenses in worshipping the deity. If you do not say the prayer while offering, right? Is that one of the 32? Remember? Yes, do you remember? It's right there. So your body is 6 parts are there flat on the ground in front of the deity. Say the prayer. We do Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. And the eighth part is your mind. Be there with the mind also. Think what you are doing right here. The deity is there. Your prayers. Think what the prayer is. With full understanding, you are offering your dandvat. Namaskar. Namaskuru. So namaskuru, mam namaskuru, is not just a physical activity, but it is also vocal and mental, or voice, and the shabda, and or your tongue. Let's go for tongue. Tongue is a part of the body. So all the parts are of body's parts. 6 physical. The tongue is also physical, okay. Let's make it her physical, it physical. Tongue and the mind. When all this put together, there is a complete dandvat. Complete namaskuru, namet. Then that namaskar is complete. And as one offers namaskar unto the Lord, obeisances unto the Lord. Dukkha shamanastam. The last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. How many verses are there in the Bhagavatam? 18,000. So 18,000th verse, which is what? The 12th canto, 13th chapter, 23rd verse, ends with again this business mentioned here, the obeisances. Says pranamo, the verses, pranamo dukkha shamanastam harim param hari namami param harim param, yeah, namami harim param, says twice, says namami and pranamo. That you offer your pranam unto the Param Hari, Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what does Lord do again? Dukkha shamanastam. Your dukkha, your suffering will be subdued, or kicked by the Lord, eradicated. Dukkha shamanam, like a shamaha, damaha, like shama, is subdued. dukkha shamanam. So who does this? The Param Hari. He does this for one who does pranam unto the Lord. So, and we come, we offer our obeisances, prayers, obeisances, and we have gone. But that is where the homework of the Lord begins. Lord remembers that person who had just now come, offered obeisances and gone. Lord is thinking, oh, what could I do for him? I need to give him relief. I need to reward this person. So, externally speaking, well, through looking at the cameras or for nothing is, you know, offered obeisances, person went away. But Lord has already taken notice. This person coming, offering obeisances, and Lord is thinking and thinking and thinking. Mamekam sharanam vraj and aham tvam saropapebhyo mokshayishyami masuchaha. Lord has to minimize that person's reactions, suffering. This also occurs, results by the fact it is explained that as one offers obeisances unto the lotus feet of the Lord or deity Lord, on the feet of the Lord, the soles of the feet of the Lord, there are different signs. In ISKCON market there is a book with the footprints and handprints of different deities. Krishna, Radharani, Chaitanya, Advaita, like that. So it explains there that these different signs on the, especially of the feet of the Lord, they are responding, they are reciprocating with the person who has offered Lord his obeisances. Those signs on the soles or feet of the Lord are not just a pent and just sticking there and nothing happening and just a decoration. No, all those signs are very, very active. Those signs are very active. And for each sign on Krishna's feet, there are 11 in one feet and 9 in another. Correct? Like that. So each sign does something, each chinna does something for the devotee. For instance, it says, the disc, Lord has a disc in his hand. So when person offers his obeisances, then that disc gets active. Hey, who are the enemies of my devotee, this devotee? Where is that calm? All the six enemies. Then this disc gets behind all the six enemies of that devotee and chases them after. Hey, hey, hey. And like that. The club, gets going. The lotus gives cooling effect. Oh, you know, I went to the temple, I felt so good, so peaceful, you know. I feel so peaceful. Why? That lotus, in the lotus feet of the Lord, there's a lotus in lotus feet of the Lord, its rays are reaching that person who had just now offered his obeisances unto the deity. And there is also there's different things. One of them is when you take the deity around in South India, Tirupati, they carry that umbrella. Special, not kind of umbrella that we carry. Special umbrella. It's Lord's umbrella. So it says that Lord holds His umbrella over that person. Umbrella is not only just to give shade or protection from the rain, but is a honoring. This person is being honored. That's why his umbrella before about him. This is honorable person. So that umbrella on the feet of the Lord becomes. Then devotee wants to honor that devotee who had just offered his obeisances. He becomes honorable. So like that, offering obeisances unto the Lord looks like such an ordinary simple activity, but yes, sir. It's not all that meets our eyes, as they say. There's so much more going on, happening there, which we do not take notice of. Something of the immense benefit. And this is all said to encourage everyone to bow down before the Lord, even the persons wearing the crown, persons wearing the turbans. The Prime Minister of our country, this country, also wears a turban. Know that? We have a new Prime Minister. He always wears a turban. He never steps out of his palace if he has no turban on his head. What he should be doing is, on the way to the parliament, he should be offering his obeisances. We are not sure whether he does it. Is it right thing to do? Is it right thing to do not to offer obeisances? No, it's wrong. And not offered obeisances, then what happens? The heavier the turban is, the swifter you sink, Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport. And then he's also pointing out advancement of the material science without God consciousness is a heavy load on the head of human society. So one must take heed of this great warning. So that's also big trouble. Show me your God. Where is God? And yes, and India being secular is also a big problem. India is a secular country. Secular means without God. You separate state from religion. State is one thing, religion. Religion is just a private, your own thing. You may offer your obeisances, not that's your business. We're not going to. We are only concerned with roti, kapda, makan. We're only concerned with administration and eating, sleeping, mating, defending. You have nothing to do with your soul. We don't care whether you go to hell or heaven. That's your private affair. We only make sure your bellies are full. And you get nice cars, electricity. Scientists that are at our disposal. We'll make the highways. We will not care whether persons coming from Delhi by this highway, whether they stop in Vrindavan or Mathura, or they go all the way to Agra. to see Taj Mahal. It is up to them. This is a secular state. We can't insist. No, no, this is not our... So this nonsense, secularism, is also a big curse on India and maybe some other, several other countries in the world. A heavy load on the head of human society. Now Prabhupada is reminding, a quick reminder, one sentence reminder here. And then that is about obeisances. We have two parts, right? The other one is, the head is now, we just covered the head division. The other division is, other part is, the hands. So another 45 minutes. But the head is more important, so we spend more time on the head. The hand we can spend less time. So hand also should be engaged in service of the Lord. Mandira marjanadav. Especially as we have come to Vrindavan, let us render lots of service with all the parts of our body, including the hands. This Kartik is a very special, very, very special month, time of the year, wherever, and what to speak of coming to Vrindavan during such time. So let us serve Vrindavan. Instead of thinking what Vrindavan could do for us, as one American president had said, instead of you citizens thinking of what America could do for you, you should be thinking what you could do for America. So likewise, we always think, what are my rights? I'm a member of ISKCON. What has ISKCON done for me? What has Vrindavan done for me? But first we should be thinking of what is my obligation. What is my let me fulfill my obligation and then fight for the right using the might. No, you don't have to use might. Better use the might for doing the first part. First thing first, our part. Serving. Serving Vrindavan, serving ISKCON, Prabhupada's mission. Especially here in Vrindavan is a nice time. Wonderful time. Weather-wise and otherwise. So let us take full advantage. Let's meet Devamrit Prabhu and Devakinandan Prabhus and find out what we could do, something practical to serve Vrindavan. And if you don't find, you could always pick up a broom and sweep the temple of the Lord, or pick up some books and distribute some books to the pilgrims. Talk about these lords, Krishna and Balaram. Or as these pilgrims stand here, looking at Prabhupada, tell them who he is. Assist with Food for Life program. Go on Braja Mandal Parikrama. Use your feet. Become healthy. Too much comfort is the cause of all the disease that is there in the world. So, like that. And always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And think always about Krishna. Even in the bathroom. Sorry. To remind you of the bathroom. But everywhere. Everywhere. Who is going to stop you from thinking of Krishna? Thinking about Krishna. People say, I have no time. Prabhu or Sir. You're always thinking. Think about Krishna. On the way to the office, offer some prayers. So let us find, or there's a VIHE, has so many nice, wonderful courses. Listen. Learn. Time for learning. Student for forever. Students for all lifelong, we are students. Till our last breath, we want to learn. Not that I'm 30-year-old devotee now. I have learned everything. I will only now teach or speak, not hear. Every day we could hear and learn and teach. So this is not the time or place to get spaced out. Or this is not the place where we come and sleep. Go to Hawaii and sleep there. Okay, take a little rest, but this is not a sleeping place. This is not a gossiping place for sure. This is not the place, Vrindavan. Go to Delhi, go to Agra, gossip there. Not in Vrindavan. No. Talk about Krishna. Hear about Krishna. Then we become, by hearing, chanting, we become aware of the presence of Krishna in Vrindavan. If we can't feel Krishna's presence here in Vrindavan, then where else? In Moscow or London? Where? Durban? Let's go deeper. Not stay at surface level, just floating. Let's go deeper into Krishna consciousness. And serve the Lord, serve the devotees. Also, just serving the Lord is third class thing to do. That's higher class. Serve the Lord and the devotees as higher class. Prabhupada expects that we come to the higher class, the second class level, and eventually the topmost class. I'm not here to give, lots of advice. Just, it's a talk of Sapariya.